This interview with Industry was recorded on Wednesday, May 13th, 2009, in the Sugar Club, Dublin.
Cool. So, I'm here in the Sugar Club with Industry, who've just finished their debut single gig. How's it go, guys?
Great.
Really good. Really good.
We got a great reaction, brilliant. So that's all you could ask for.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, no, some really good tunes in there. I particularly liked your second last one,
Angels Can't Die. Yeah, that's getting great feedback.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a mad story because we basically just, our management played us that track like last week in the car, like just driving, and we were like, oh my God, we have to record it. And we literally flew to Sweden like the very next day to record it. So it's a bit mad that like, from a week, we're like performing it on stage and our set list, like it's crazy.
Brilliant, brilliant. How did you guys get together? What's the story behind Industry?
Well, it's, you know, I used to work at Bubble Hits, which is James Hyland's company, and I came to him with the idea of putting a mixed group together. And I actually knew Lee before we were mates, and he thought he'd come and join us. And then James had known Morgan from gigs and stuff before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's how Morgan got involved, and then we knew Michelle as well, so it just...
James has been in the music business like for years, so it's kind of... When Donald came to him, we want to put a band together. I think James plucked out the people that he had met like in the past that he thought would gel. That's literally how he contacted us all, and that was it.
Brilliant, brilliant. And you guys were all into music beforehand?
Yeah.
Were you in bands before, or...?
Yeah. Loads of bands, mostly just like local bands.
Okay. Cool, cool. So this is your ticket to fame, yeah?
I don't think any of us are like looking at it as a ticket to fame. Like we all sort of want to be like credible artists and stuff, and we all do sing, and like Lee plays the guitar and Morgan plays the piano and stuff, and we songwriting and stuff, so we don't want to be like, oh, we're just like little pop wannabes, want to be famous.
Sure.
We're much more going for us, I think, than that. So
yeah, you sound much more down to earth than most.
You have to take it seriously.
Like,
it's success in something we love that we strive for more than fame.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Like, you know what I mean? Fame has got its downsides, I think,
beautiful
with it. Like,
absolutely beautiful.
That sounded good as well.
I can see that quote in it.
I think like what we want to do is basically like a pop band has got a shelf life, and we're all like very realistic about that. We're seeing like it is a business, but it's something that we love to do.
Yeah, and we've all seen kind of little bits of the music industry before, so I think we do, like you said, we have a realistic view on
music
it.
Music what, sorry?
The music biz. What did I say?
Biz? To the music industry, and then changed it to biz.
Oh, right, okay.
Downplaying the name of the
music
band.
Music industry, yeah. Industry. We'd like to subliminally put it in there during interviews. Industry, in the music industry.
Gets people thinking. Cool. They're like, I've heard that before.
Who would you guys rank as influences? Who do you guys look up to as artists?
Okay, we all have different people, so Donald, do you want to shoot?
Who do I look up to?
Who would you consider to be an influence musically?
Oh, God. Like the music I listen to, like?
Sure.
I love Take That. I think their new stuff is really cool. Like, just to, you know, your man, Gary Barlow, is an amazing writer, and your man.
Yeah.
So he'd definitely be someone I'd look up to in the music industry.
Okay. Cool, cool. Yourself?
I'd say some of the old rock bands, I love rock music. Mm-hmm. Also, Brian McKnight, an R&B singer, is like vocally amazing. Some newer bands, like I love Creed. Alter Bridge.
Excellent.
It really is
very
completely.
Excellent.
I love a lot of the pop that's around at the moment. Like, I love Beyonce and I love Rihanna and things like that. All their albums are really good. An older influence would be Elvis Presley. Like, I've loved him since I was really young, so he's amazing as well.
Cool. And yourself?
Mine would be at the moment, well, Beyonce, because I've been following her career like since she was in Destiny's Child and stuff, so I sort of grew up listening to all her albums. And I also love like Peggy Lee and sort of Bridget Sade and sort of the old sort of performers.
Cool, cool. So if any of you had to collaborate with somebody, who would it be?
Collectively,
yeah.
Collectively.
If you as a band
Neo.
Had to.
Yeah, what, for a track?
Yeah, for Neo, like a burn track.
Yeah, or any of the like R&B ones.
Like,
if we're gonna make a track, somebody big
with
like that.
Somebody, yeah.
But what about if, like one performance where we just perform somebody?
Neo could be like, that could be nearly done. I mean,
we're supporting Neo, so like that could nearly be done. So that's why I'm like, Neo, we'd
work
love
our magic.
Our manager is always talking to Neo's manager, and like he already heard her stuff and everything, so hopefully with a bit more success now and a bit more kind of road underneath us.
You never know.
Yeah, like Timberland or something. That'd be
cool.
Good.
You guys are supporting the Sugar Babes as well.
No, Pussycat Dolls.
Pussycat Dolls, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Cool. Yeah. Looking forward to it?
Like, definitely. Hello!
When we got that news, it was like, oh my god.
That's stone of
yeah, that's like, crazy. Yeah. Like,
brilliant.
Like, it just takes it to another level.
And there's some other big names in the bill as well that haven't been confirmed yet. Yeah.
But like, for definite, it's Pussycat Dolls and Near.
Cool. Okay. Any other tours, gig dates coming up that people can look forward to?
We're going to be in Sweden because we're releasing the track over there as well. So we'll be doing some promo over there.
10-day promo tour over there.
Yeah, and we're going on a radio tour starting from tomorrow for the single release. The single's being, it's released on the 16th of June.
19th.
19th of June, yeah. So
brilliant.
We'll be doing all that to promote it.
Cool. Any advice you guys would give to upcoming artists? People who, singing into their hairbrushes at home, want to get a break?
Keep on trying.
You better relentlessly go for it.
Yeah. Just never give up.
I mean, between us, we actually have so many knocks.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, you're ready to give it up 101 times. Like, and unfortunately, it doesn't happen. Like, there's no such thing as overnight success. People say that it's absolute rubbish. Or if it is, it's one in a million. Do you know what I mean? So be realistic about it. If you want to do it, and you have to be there.
It's cheesy, but like, believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only way you can do it.
Like, yeah.
Believe in yourself.
It's so gay.
It's really cheesy.
It really is.
Believe in yourself.
Sorry, you're so anal.
You know that you're only good at one thing.
Yeah, persistent.
And that's what you want to do with your life.
Yeah.
Then
what you should do is
relentless.
All the knocks that people give you just make you stronger and just say,
turn
to
them
mind,
around.
I'm just gonna do this myself.
Yeah. Nobody else gonna make it happen for you. That's for sure.
It's true, isn't it?
It's so cheesy, but that is the truth. That's the God's honest truth.
It's your fault for asking the
cheesy
question.
And the thing about it is just be like, as you said, be realistic. Like, don't be thinking you're Mariah Carey if you're clearly not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Know your place.
Know your place and work with what you have, not with, no, don't be thinking you're outside
your box. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, on X Factor and these shows and stuff, I feel so sorry when I see these people going on X Factor and they're like, my mom tells me and I'm an amazing singer. And you're like, that's just bad. Sorry, I won't elaborate on that. You know what I mean?
But even those people can still persist and believe in themselves too.
Yeah, good save. For what they're good at.
Brilliant. I was chatting to Donal earlier, and he said that if he wasn't doing this, he released a cookbook recently, and he would be doing that.
Sorry, guys.
What would the rest of you be doing? What would the rest of you be doing if you weren't in pop at the moment? If you weren't trying to take off?
I would love to be, I've always said if I wasn't going to be involved in music, I would love to be
an elephant trainer.
A what?
Sheba.
A fireman.
A fireman.
Oh my god, you'd be a hot fireman.
Thank you. Yeah, I've always said that that's what I'd like to do with other music, but we're going to second.
You just want to play with the hose.
Brilliant.
if I wasn't doing this and I could choose something else, mm-hmm. is it? Mm-hmm. I'd love to get into producing. That's what I'd like to do as well. Producing music, sit in the
and
studio.
Songwriting. She's an amazing songwriter.
Brilliant. Do you write any of the songs for?
None of the songs in the set.
Yes.
No.
Not yet.
Yes. And it's a big yet. It's brilliant.
And we're
really absolutely amazing. I can't stress this enough. These two are like
amazing.
They are actually like amazing.
But the two, the two.
So where does that leave yourself and Donal?
They were amazing.
Really?
Like,
boop boop. Yeah. Baby, boop boop. No, in fairness, we all do sing like a lot. But I just have to say, songwriting, like I'm just very touched, very like slightly touched on that. But like these two, when I hear like talent, I'm just like, whoa.
But the two guys, the producers, Jake and Oscar, like we've got so close with them that we are, you know, they're asking us to give input, and you know, so it is going to kind of come around. So.
It really does, yeah.
Brilliant. What would you be up to?
Okay, well, before I was doing this, I was modelling in Ireland, and acting. So I would probably be in London, chasing the dream, doing that type of jazz, or in PR or something like that. Along those lines.
Excellent.
Two completely different things. Yeah. Random.
Cool. You guys are, I can envisage, about to become big. And one of the things that comes with that is people wanting to listen to your music, people wanting to get it. A question that I'd like to throw out is, what's your view on piracy?
That's a hard
piracy.
Now, I imagine as teenagers, you've downloaded one or two tracks in your time, but now that you're on the other side of it, now that you're on the other side of it, what are your views? What are your takes?
Like, the music industry is changing so much, and I think at the moment, like, the music industry itself, sorry, I keep saying industry, and now I'm really aware of it, but the music industry itself is, like, finding itself, and I think the issue with piracy is going to resolve itself, and I think, you know, there has to be a happy medium for both artists and for people who want to listen to the music. So,
sure.
I mean, it's going to come with time, and I'd say, like, the recent case with the Pirate Bay, I think, is probably one of the biggest, and mm-hmm. it's something that's going to really have an impact on the music business as it is right now. So,
sure.
It's a matter of time, I think, but, I mean, we'd like for people to be buying our records, I
of
think.
Course. Yeah, that's what makes it going, you know. Obviously, there needs to be money coming in, otherwise. Yeah.
Of course.
But you can... I suppose there's two sides to a story, you know. Yeah. I mean, music does a lot for people, and the way to get it is obviously.
And the thing is, it's so available at the moment that, like, you know, if you ask a kid whether they're going to pay, yeah, exactly, it's there. Would you not take it? Like, so. Mm.
Right, of course. And one thing that.
Yes. So buy our records.
One thing that I'm hearing more and more is that people are making their money off gigs and tours and merchandise.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, and so best of luck to you guys in touring, and hopefully.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Anything, any closing words for future fans?
Just that our music is really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are we going to close with that? Our music is really happy.
That was one of my Michelle's moments.
We'd love to build a fan base. Sure. Obviously, we've no real.
No, I had something to come from that, but it's gone.
Stick with us, right?
Yeah,
because
stick with
the
us.
Music that we're not going to stick with the one type of music, right?
Sure,
we're going to try and delve into different kind of aspects of pop music because it's so wide and it's so varied. So our music is going to be constantly
changing.
So stick with us, and you know, we're definitely going to.
You guys, in any case, like, are coming from different backgrounds and coming from very varied backgrounds. So.
I mean, even the songs we have now, I think there's a good variety in there. So what are you?
Yeah, they totally are.
Our music
That's
is
definitely
happy.
One from my book, isn't it?
I'm gonna hear that.
You know the book Overheard on Dublin. It should be Overheard.
Overheard
in
Dublin.
It's just gonna be great to see a fan base building. I think.
Yeah.
We'll be good to our fans.
Brilliant.
Exactly,
well, looking forward to it, and good luck, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for coming.
Thanks for the support.
It's a minute.